Hello, welcome to Daniel Bayhaw 29's news video, and I just was on the Apple podcast app, iPad app, and I realized by submitting this account that on Apple Podcast, they only show 2 episodes out of this account. So, whereas people can listen to all 12 episodes on here, they can't listen to the rest of them on Apple Podcast. So, what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to find a way to download the rest of them onto Apple Podcasts to try to make it have them listen to find a way to have them listen to all of them without re-recording them. Okay, now that got that out of the way, this is my real announcement is going to be. I'm going to do a bi-weekly podcast on here. I'm going to turn this into a bi-weekly podcast because I want to give people who listen to this podcast along with people who watch the current product, I want to give them something that I find to be a little different, but because this is inspired by something that another podcast host who is a commentator and a former interviewer and former referee for the business, Jim Ross, who, like I said on my Twitch account, Instagram account, he happens to be one of my favorites from when I was a kid all the way to when I became an adult. So I just took an idea a couple of awards he has, and I do them. And I do 2 or 3 awards. Well, there are 2 awards, and one's just a distinction. Because the 3rd award is not a popular thing, it's a negative thing. But sometimes we do this to, just to voice our opinions. And we hope that maybe company that we watch, maybe they'll find this out through the internet or something like that, where it'll where they'll see them some of the mistakes they're making. So that's why I do that. It's not a cut down of the superstars. It is a cut down of the way they're booked. And that is 100% or 110% of why they are either the product is so bad. It's because of that. Also, I believe, also, because I got 2 accounts I can record this on. That's why I'm gonna do it bi-weekly, because I can do 10 minutes talking about one show and do 20 or 30 minutes talking about another show and talking about today in history and the awards I give also on this week's wrestling shows. those are my announcements, and I'm gonna be doing, some of this in the future. And I thank you to everybody who has listened to my podcast on Audio Boom already, and I hope that people listen to this also on Apple Podcasts as much as they do on Audio Boom. And I hope that y'all enjoy these 10-minute news videos I do, because it's really, it's as exciting as me recording my views on the shows that I watch on the network. Okay, now that I'm finished with that, let me just let y'all know what I'm about to talk about, but not really about to. Going to record maybe 20 or 30 minutes. I'm gonna record what I saw, what I see, what I'm seeing in the WWE Network. I'm sorry, I didn't know what word to use until the third time. So, I will let y'all know right here what the episode is. And the episode is gonna be about Mid-South Wrestling's first ever episode. At least the first episode they added on the WWE Network. When they started to update the... I forgot what they call it, but... Section, that's what it is. When they started to update the Mid-South Wrestling section, they went all the way back to this episode, and they didn't put any episode before it. And I really don't know why, so that's why I call this the first episode of Mid-South Wrestling. And I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to try to... I'm not going to talk about any awards, but I will talk about the show. I will talk about Mid-South. That's going to be my main topic. And if I talk enough about it before the 10 minutes are up, then I'll talk about something else. Thank y'all and goodbye.